This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Arunachal Pradesh and Tripura tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees. In Arunachal Pradesh, he will lay the foundation stone of two major hydropower projects worth over 3,700 crore rupees. In Tripura, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the development work of the Mata Tripura Sundari Temple Complex at Mata Badi under the Pilgrimage Rejuvenation and Spiritual Heritage Augmentation Drive Scheme. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh begins an official visit to Morocco today. This will mark the first visit by India's Defence Minister to the North African nation, highlighting the growing strategic convergence between India and Morocco. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, during the visit, he will hold a bilateral meeting with his Moroccan counterpart, Abdel Latif Lidhiye, to strengthen defence, strategic and industry cooperation. He will also attend the inauguration of Tata Advanced Systems Maroc's new manufacturing facility for the wheeled armoured platform at Berishid. This facility is the first Indian defence manufacturing plant in Africa. The US Chamber of Commerce has raised concerns after President Donald Trump increased the application fee for H-1B visas to $100,000. The chamber, in a statement, said they are concerned about the impact of new H-1B visa rules on employees, their families, and employers. It said they are working with the administration and its members to understand the full implications and the best path forward. Earlier, the White House had issued a major clarification regarding the new policy that caused confusion and panic in the tech industry, saying that a $100,000 fee will be a one-time payment imposed only on new applicants. It said those who already hold H-1B visas and are currently outside the country right now will not be charged enhanced fee to re-enter. It will also not affect renewals or current visa holders. Meanwhile, India has said it is examining the implications of the US decision to impose stiff hike in the fee on H-1B visa applications, but stressed that the measure could have humanitarian consequences. Meanwhile, the government has advised all its missions and posts to extend all possible help to Indian nationals who are travelling back to the US in the next 24 hours or so. The festival of Mahalaya is being observed in different parts of the country today. Mahalaya marks the end of Pitrupaksh Shraddh and the beginning of Durga Puja festivities. Mahalaya is considered to be the day goddess Durga defeated the demon Mahishasur. On this day, Bengalis traditionally wake up in the morning to listen to Mahishasur Mardini, an audio montage of Chandi part from the scriptural verses of Sri Sri Chandi. Then they proceed to make food and water offerings to their ancestors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have extended their wishes on the occasion of Mahalaya. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today announced several incentives for Vikas Mitra and Shiksha Sevaks. Vikas Mitra, who play a key role in delivering the benefits of various development and welfare schemes to scheduled caste and scheduled tribe communities, will now be provided a one-time grant of 25,000 rupees from the government fund to purchase tablets. In a social media post, Nitish Kumar said that the monthly transportation allowance of Vikas Mitra will be increased from 1,900 to 2,500 rupees and the stationery allowance will be raised from 900 to 1,500 rupees. In the Asia Cup T20 cricket, India will face Pakistan in the second Super 4 clash in Dubai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. IST. In badminton, Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face top seeds world champions Kim Won-ho and Seo Sang-jae of South Korea in men's doubles final of China Masters at Shenzhen today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.